A few words of Torah before we turn to our concluding prayers and songs. So this week's Torah portion is Vayishlach, from the book of Genesis, of course. And I want to start first by backing up a little bit and talking about the Jewish tradition of repentance and forgiveness, which we spoke about at length several months ago for the High Holidays. But basically, the idea is, of course, that we believe that people can change. They have to recognize the wrong and turn. The name of repentance, tshuva, means to turn and change. And of course, then ask forgiveness of the person they have wronged, and hopefully forgiveness is granted. And so all of us, of course, have done wrong, and all of us have been wronged. And so this repentance and forgiveness is an important path to think about. But the most interesting thing about this week's Torah portion is that Esau offers forgiveness to Jacob, and Jacob does not offer repentance. He does not acknowledge the wrongs that have done. So let me tell the story a little bit and remind us of this. Jacob, of course, stole the birthright from his brother Esau. Esau deserved the birthright. Jacob tricked his father and stole the birthright. Of course, his mother was helping him and doing all of this with him. But Esau then said, I'm going to kill you. You stole the birthright. And Jacob is on the run. And that's why last week he had a dream. He was afraid. He's all on the run. And now, since he has built a successful life for himself. But we learn very little about Esau. But he apparently has also built a successful life for himself, despite the fact that he wasn't given the birthright and he wasn't given the blessing that he so deserved as the firstborn. And so now this Torah portion picks up with Jacob and Esau about to meet after years and years apart. Jacob's first response is he's terrified. He thinks his brother still wants to kill him, even though Esau has not uttered those words in decades. Jacob still feels guilty that his brother's going to kill him. He sends messengers to see what Esau's up to. They come back and say he has 400 men with him. Jacob, of course, assumes he's going to attack me. He's going to kill me. He's going to kill all of my whole family with all these 400 men, as exposed to taking this as a sign of his wealth and success. Then before Esau approaches Jacob, Jacob plies him with gift after gift. He sends messengers, take these gifts, and they bow before him and offer these gifts. And Jacob finally bows before Esau, but never once utters the words, I am sorry for the wrong that I did to you. Please forgive me. All we hear are Esau's words. I don't need any of these. Esau says, in essence, I don't need any of these gifts. He hugs and kisses him, and he's so happy to see him. Jacob introduces his family to Esau, and they are reconciled. But Jacob never uttered the words that he's supposed to say, that our tradition demands. I messed up. I was wrong. Please forgive me. Esau offers that without it. Now, you could say maybe the gifts won his heart. Maybe the years of maturity, he's had success. He realizes maybe he didn't need the blessing after all. He's a self-made man, if you will. But the most, again, remarkable part about this Torah portion is that Esau, in a sense, who is not supposed to be our hero, acts heroically by offering forgiveness without anything really being offered in substance in return. So I've been thinking about this forgiveness, this act of forgiveness. Sometimes, perhaps, it is offered without the other side acknowledging the wrong. Sometimes we just need to say, I forgive you. And I've been reading David White, who's a great writer and author, and he offers these insights about forgiveness. Forgiveness is a heartache and difficult to achieve because, strangely, it not only refuses to eliminate the original wound, but actually draws us closer to its source. To approach forgiveness is to close in on the hurt itself. The only remedy being, as we approach its raw center, to reimagine our relation to it. Stranger still, it is that wounded, branded, unforgetting part of us that eventually makes forgiveness an act of compassion rather than one simply of forgetting. To forgive is to assume a larger identity than the person who was first hurt, to mature and bring to fruition an identity that can put its arm not only around the afflicted one within, but also around the memory seared within us by the original blow, and through a kind of psychological virtuosity, extend our understanding to the one who first delivered it. Forgiveness really begins with compassion as opposed to repentance. And in this story, we are reminded that forgiveness not only rescues Esau, but saves Jacob as well. Their relationship is restored because of Esau's act of forgiveness and compassion. May we find Esau's strength in our own lives. Kein yehi ratzon. May it be God's will.